I'm going to say this as straight as I possibly can. I am begging you, if you're a parent and you've got kids there, that this subject is just too upsetting for your young children. Please get them out of the room or change the station. We urge you to exercise parental discretion.
Hey, Uncle, how much you give me for this radio, huh? Now, this hot little old radio, man, is worth plenty of rubles, man. It's got lots of juice. You got shortwave, police call, boats. Late at night, man, you get out of space. Come on, Uncle, just make me an offer. Now, this is a $100 radio, man. It's got a clear tone. Boy, that's clear as a mother's old bell. That's it. Come on, baby. Show the man your power, baby. Blast him! Give him some of that tone! Oh, man. You radio, you mother!
Hey, Jim, what about TV? You like TV?
What?
New thing, Jim. Television. Oh, pictures.
Yeah!
No pictures.
Why not?
Everything these days is pictures. Pictures and a lot of noise. Nobody even knows how to talk. Just grunt at each other.
Babies that were sacrificed for Satan.
I will probably have nightmares tonight about it.
From the nightmares, to the running around the room when they disclose, to the latching on, to the crying and saying, Mommy, 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 don't go out, because if you go out, they're going to kill you. Threats, intimidation, fear.
Now, if you're going to stay cool, you got to wail. You got to put something down. You got to make some jive. Don't you know what I'm talking about? Well, that's all I'm saying.
You're a bad man.
Rejection of parental values. Unusual interest in books on Satanism, black magic, or witchcraft. Obsession with rock music groups using satanic symbols or references. Rejection of friends. Preference for being alone. Meditation, chanting, use of new vocabulary.
Is it the force of evil? Does it disrupt? Is it a force for everything negative?
There's two kind of laws, honey. One for the rich, and one for the poor.
He sees all and knows all. He's wise. He's kind. He is fair. He loves truth and goodness.
Listen, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up.
Hey, buddy. This is the state of New Jersey, and I don't care who you are.
Okay, coming up on Aerial View, might be the most difficult show I've ever done. It's hard to say, because I don't really know about this next subject. I don't know the first thing about it, and that's one of the reasons I have a radio show, is to learn. I really want to know. I want to know about PMS. I want to know if it exists, if it's real, if it's a myth. And I need your input on this. The phone number here is 201-678-7743. Now, I think in order for us men to learn about this subject, it's important for women to call and for men to, to wait. Just hang back for a while. Hang back and call later. But let's try to get to the bottom of this thing in the hour that's allotted to us, and who knows, maybe we can. But I look forward to your phone calls. 201-678-7743 is the phone number. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, hi. I'm a guy in a local band out in Los Angeles, and I was wondering who I should send my stuff to if I want to for a possible airplay.
Okay, what you have here is the airline. This is the number to call and get on the air. You're on the air right now, and our topic right now is PMS.
This is
a phone-in talk show called Aerial View.
Okay,
you want to call the business office at 678-8264.
Okay.
And you want to leave a message on the phone machine because right now it's after 5 p.m. and they've all gone home.
Who's the music director?
The music director's name is David Newgarden.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Thanks. You want me to answer your question?
Sure.
What is it?
Well, the topic is PMS. Do you think it exists?
Oh, fuck. Hell yeah.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Yes, Chris. Hi, this is Mike from Hoboken.
Hi, Mike.
Okay, the question is, what is PMS?
Or does it exist?
Yes, because I'm married and my wife gets it every month.
How does it manifest itself, Mike?
Well, she gets, that's a big word there, Chris, manifest. She gets cravings for sweets, and she gets moody. And basically, she feels tired and has to take Nuprin. Hello?
Mike?
Chris?
Yeah, is there any chance of getting your wife on the phone about this?
Gene, he wants to talk to you. Oh, she said F all. She's from Ireland.
Oh, okay. So it must be that time of the month.
No, that was last week. She's
okay.
Doing okay now.
All right, thanks for calling, Mike.
All right, Chris, bye.
Bye. 201-678-7743 is the phone number here. If you have a local band and you're trying to get its music on the air, you're not calling this phone number. You're calling 201-678-8264, our office number. Please don't get those two numbers confused. You're listening to Aerial View on WFMU Uppsala College, East Orange. I'll tell you how, what I think about this subject. The jury's still out as far as I'm concerned. I'm not convinced that there is such a thing as PMS because, what was it before it had a title? I mean, before they decided that there was PMS, which was, the late 70s when they came up with such a thing? What was the excuse for that, for aberrant behavior? Erratic behavior as practiced by females. What did they call it? What was the psychopathology, let's say? What were the reasons behind it? Did they have a physical underpinning? I wonder about these things. Because, we all come in contact with the other sex, the opposite sex, all day long. And we all know what men's problems are. We all know that, they're far too violent and stupid, and that they have testosterone, which makes them violent and stupid. And sometimes it gets backed up. They have TBU, testosterone backup, which is the male equivalent of PMS. But I understand TBU because I'm a male. I just don't understand PMS. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello.
Yes.
I wanted to mention, I think there's a problem with...
You have to turn your radio down.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I was just going to mention that PMS, it's like this schematic structure. You say it's premenstrual and there's postmenstrual. It would seem to be kind of like a derivative type of thing in relation to like the actual physical process that's going on inside of the woman's body. So, like, to what extent is premenstrual... like syndrome, an actual thing that's constitutive for a woman's physiology, as opposed to...
Are you using all these big words and you're throwing me off?
Well, what I'm saying is that premenstrual, it just seems like some type of arbitrary projection.
Okay.
And like dividing up time.
All right.
For a woman's process, and you don't really understand it that way, I don't think.
Okay, you don't look at it as pre and post and...
It's kind of like people make distinctions between pre-modern and modern. It doesn't really grasp the event.
Oh, you've made it all so clear now. Okay, now I get it. Thanks. Thanks. Now I understand. It wasn't until he brought that art analogy in. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi. all these guys, they don't really, I don't know, guys calling up talking about PMS, it's sort of like,
yeah, it's
tedious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like women calling and talking about what it's like to have a penis.
That's,
I mean,
right.
It's just not.
They just have no idea.
They just have no idea. Mm-hmm. And they can try and relate. I mean, empathy is the only thing that will help the human race. We all have to have empathy for other races, other sexes, other creeds and colors. And I can empathize, but I can never understand. I can never fully know.
Well, it does exist. I mean, it really does. I don't think there's too much question about that. I mean, something exists that matches the description, you know? I mean, somebody didn't just make it up, you know?
Now, how do you find it affecting you?
Well...
Or how does it manifest itself in your life?
Well, let's see. Well, a couple of weeks before I get my period, maybe like a week and a half or so usually, I start getting... Well, I guess the first thing is I start getting kind of cranky.
Uh-huh.
And I find that, you know, when I'm alone, it's okay because I don't have anyone to take it out on, and I find that it's best to be by myself when I'm starting to feel this way.
Uh-huh.
Like when I've, you know, when I had a boyfriend for a long time, I could always tell it was coming on because of the way I started treating him.
How did you start treating him? What'd you do?
Well, I was really like sensitive to like really trivial things, and I would snap or like feel like really insecure, like if he didn't treat me right and didn't like do exactly what I wanted him to do, you know,
uh-huh,
even if
uh-huh.
it wasn't that big of a deal, you know, like if we were going to go out for dinner, if we had to argue about the restaurant we were going to go to, or I don't know, just little things like taking your socks off in bed, or I don't know. I mean, I can't.
Wow, so you would find yourself getting irritable. You would
irritable.
Be irritated by the smallest things.
Yeah, yeah, and so now when I'm by myself, it's like I know.
It's okay because you're not irritating yourself.
Well, I do, though.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing. But,
do you find yourself getting down on yourself, too? Do you find yourself starting to question, like, to a greater degree than when this isn't happening? Do you
yeah.
find yourself questioning your life and so on and so forth?
Sure, yeah, that happens. Yeah, that happens, too. You know,
it's a really bad time for self, you know, examination.
It's a bad time for self-loathing, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I notice these things. Sometimes I'm not sure if it's because I'm having PMS or it's just because, like, the mood I'm in that week or the weather or something like that. But there are definitely cycles that I go through where I, like, really hate myself.
But,
and then,
but isn't
you know,
the weather really connected to PMS? Because the moon and the tides are,
oh, yeah,
are connected to natural cycles.
Oh, definitely.
And a woman's period is certainly a natural cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems to me like those things are interconnected.
Well, for sure. Like, if it's a full moon and I'm like, a week... Like a week away, it makes it even crazier. But sometimes it's like, but then there's a positive side to it too, because sometimes I just feel like really powerful in some way. And
oh,
I
feel yeah,
like
yeah. You feel really connected to the earth and stuff.
Well,
and
I don't know about like earthy or that sort of thing. I mean, for me, it's more like a loony kind of thing. Like,
oh,
I feel
okay.
like I could just sort of not do anything I want, but just kind of go out and twirl around or something and just. Sort of go out and have an adventure. That's kind of how I feel, you know.
Hang on, we got another call here. Hello,
right.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Chris, how are you?
Okay.
I want to urge all the ladies listening to call in and for the men to stay off the line. We need the insight to understand this madness that occurs.
What does he think I am?
Yeah.
No, she's the first one. We had two guys that called. Fellas, stay off the line. Let the ladies call in. We need and crave the insight into this madness so we
okay.
can
So a
adapt.
Guy calls to tell guys not to call.
Well, I think that's very good that he did he did that.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
He's being very empathetic. Again.
All right, let's see if we got some other callers here. Hello,
great.
Welcome to the air.
Well, Chris, before I put my lady friend on,
yes,
I was just wondering, I was out of town, I was wondering how the marathon went.
The marathon went perfectly. It went better than expected. Well, it went as well as expected. We hit our goal within 20 minutes of the end of the marathon, and I want to thank all of you listener supporters for calling and helping during the marathon and getting us to and over our goal.
Over 250,000?
Yeah, we got 250 grand and change. So,
that's great.
So I want to thank everybody.
That's great.
Yes, and your stuff will be arriving in the mail in about 7 or 8 months, knowing our scheduling.
Well, that's
no,
great.
That's not true. Okay, so you got a lady friend you want to put on the phone?
Yeah.
You know,
hold
whenever
on.
Whenever a man refers to his
well,
his a companion as lady friend. No, whenever a man refers to his companion as his lady friend, I always think of Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack, and that's
well,
probably
she's
how
she's a real doll.
She's a real doll. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk to her.
All right, hold on there, buddy.
Okay, Chief.
Get the fuck out of here!
Oh.
I think she's PMSing.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi.
Yes.
Well, about PMS, I kid you not, my girlfriend started taking acupuncture, and within about 6 months, she had completely, I don't know, she...
Exhausted her income.
Well, that too, but she was able to deal with it. She used to have, like, major pains.
Wow. Physical, mental, emotional?
Physical. Yes. And, you know, of course, the usual other stuff as well, but she didn't have pains anymore, and I was very happy for her, and she was happy for herself.
Acupuncture. Okay.
Acupuncture. Stuff works.
Thanks.
Sure.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, is this Chris?
Yes, it is.
How you doing?
Okay.
I just wanted to tell you that I don't think PMS is a myth. I think it's real.
You think it's real?
Yeah, real. Real scary, as a matter of fact. But I don't really know much about it, but I can, my wife can offer you some insight into it. She's got a background in physiology.
Okay, now,
and,
is she going to come to the phone or what?
Yeah.
Okay, she's got a background in physiology?
Yeah, so
Very good.
She pretty much knows about all this, like, hormonal imbalance and what have
you. Okay, what's her name?
Karen.
Okay, let's put her on the phone.
Okay, hold on.
Chris?
Hi, Karen.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So you got a background in physiology.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to tell us about hormonal imbalances and so on.
What do you want to know?
Okay, how do they affect the female?
Well, the female body is basically a female body because of two hormones, estrogen and progestin, right?
Okay.
And during the month, the menstrual cycle, the levels of all the hormones change. They vary.
Okay.
According to the time of the month. And that's what makes us a woman. And that's what makes us able to become pregnant and bear children.
Okay.
So, during the month, obviously, all these hormone levels are changing. And right before we start to menstruate, the levels drop really suddenly.
You sound like you have, like, a bit of New Zealand in your accent or something.
I'm English, actually.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry to interrupt you. But,
see what I'm saying?
Yes, they begin to drop, and how does that affect you emotionally? How does it affect a woman emotionally?
See, the two hormones have effects all over the body. For example, anything that makes us a woman, for example, the hormones affect our minds in as much as, like, they make women have a maternal instinct.
Right.
Like the desire to bear children.
Okay.
Because obviously, all we're really here for is to procreate the species, believe it or not, you know?
Hmm.
So we're actually physiologically designed to want to have children. And estrogen is a part of that in our minds, in our psyche, and everything.
Right.
And, anyway.
And when it drops, when the level of estrogen drops, what does that do to you?
It can affect different women different ways, and PMS is a multifactorial, and it's a syndrome, and syndrome means that it's like lots of different symptoms, and different women experience all kinds of different symptoms.
Okay, give us some idea of what some of these symptoms are, and speak specifically about yourself. How do you find, because you seem to, you're knowledgeable about this topic,
uh-huh.
so how does it affect you?
Well, some women, for example, become very bloated.
Okay.
And that's a function of the hormone dropping suddenly at the end of the cycle.
Right.
Some women become very irritable. And it's a function of the hormone balance changing in the body.
Okay.
Some women become very emotional, like cry easily. You know?
And how should we as men respond to this? I mean, what could we be doing to make all of this, you know, I mean, to, you know what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what you're saying, and I think, you know, there are certain things women can do to minimize PMS.
Go shopping? No.
That's always a good one.
Yeah. What would you recommend, Karen?
Well, there are certain things you can do, like a lot of doctors recommend that stress management at that time of the month can really help to reduce the symptoms, because PMS can be made worse if you're like undergoing a lot of stress at that time, because stress also affects your hormones.
Okay.
Okay. And, like, for example, a lot of doctors believe that high doses of vitamin B6 at that time of the month can help.
Okay, vitamin B6,
mm-hmm.
or vitamin, as we say here.
That's right.
Do you try these things on yourself, mm-hmm. and have they worked for you?
Yeah, they've worked.
Okay.
Another herbal approach is something called evening primrose oil, which some people believe can help PMS.
Wow, you know a lot about this. I'm so lucky you called. Jeez.
I didn't want to. My husband forced
well,
me
it's,
to.
I'm glad he did because us we would be floundering around, you know, foundering around, whatever the word is.
Uh-huh.
Trying to figure this out still, you know, and having men call and say stupid things, but.
But you know what?
What?
You know, the main thing is to realize that it's a real phenomenon, and it's not just in our heads.
Uh-huh.
It has a real physiological basis for happening.
Okay.
And it's part of being a woman, and it's part of being able to procreate the species.
Now, because let me see if I could finish this statement for you, because if you realize this, if you understand that this is happening, you're much more able to integrate it and to work through it, rather than every month wondering why you're going slightly nuts or why you're feeling very emotional or why you're... You know, you're letting things upset you unduly.
Well, see, it doesn't stop you from feeling that way, but
right.
at least if you know that it has, it's not in all in your mind, because for so many years women have been told that it's all in their heads.
Right.
At least if you know that it's a real phenomenon and it exists, and if men can be tolerant of that and supportive of that, then we can get through it more easily, all of us, women and men.
Okay.
You know?
Is it best for men to keep their distance, to stay away from a woman and let her, you know, work through this?
I don't
think
so. I think when a woman's feeling emotional, she doesn't want to be distanced from somebody that's close to her.
Okay.
Because that feels, you know, women are, it even makes you a little irrational.
Right.
You know? It really does make women a little bit irrational. So, you know, you may feel like just keeping out of their way is going to help, but maybe that might make the woman feel that you don't love her anymore, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a really difficult thing, but I think people need to realize that it's real, and it's not just in our heads. And if you're supportive, and, you know, there are others, you can buy books on how to minimize it. You can go on the pill, which minimizes it to a certain extent, because it, like, levels out the hormones a little
okay.
bit. Okay. But, you know, the bottom line is you got to be supportive.
That sounds like excellent advice.
It's interesting. In France, there's a law that states if a woman commits a crime in that time of the month,
yeah.
and they can prove that she has a history of severe PMS, she can be let off for that crime. But
well, it's also
kind of like insanity.
According
know?
To one of our staff members here, Terry Talenko, who I was speaking with on this subject, who knows a thing or two about this because
mm-hmm.
A, she's a woman, and B, she is you know, studying psychology.
Mm-hmm.
She says that you know, it also has been used as a defense successfully in the United States. That it's one of the few things that they will allow
mm-hmm.
of a psychopathological nature.
Right,
you know,
well,
so that's interesting too.
Yeah, I didn't know it had happened in the U.S. also, but
yeah.
you know, I mean, it affects some women so
hell,
severely.
We'll try. Well, Karen, we'll try anything in the United States. We'll try a defense based on eating too many Twinkies. You know, so we'll try anything to get people off the hook. You know, and we'll try a rough sex defense to get
right.
people off the hook. You know, I'm
yeah.
sorry, I interrupted you again, and you're so erudite. Continue.
I forgot what I was saying. I didn't know that it had happened in the U.S., but, you know, it's a real phenomenon.
Uh-huh.
And it affects some women so severely that they do become, like, almost insane. I know
wow.
it sounds kind of funny, and it kind of goes to what every guy out there is saying, that women are just crazy at that time of the month, and
yeah.
it's hell. But you know what? It's hell for women, too.
Yeah, but men are crazy all during football season.
That's true.
So, you know, it
you know,
evens
it's
out.
Often been said that. Watching sports is the male version of PMS.
Now, listen, do you agree with my earlier statement about testosterone backup? I mean, do you feel that there's also an equivalent problem with men in terms of hormone levels?
Well, see, the thing with male hormones is they're not cyclical. There's like a constant
They're
level.
Raging all the time.
All the time. It's like constant all the time, and it doesn't vary according to the time of the month.
I'll use an English word here. It makes them randy all the time. Right?
That's right.
Karen laughed because she knows what I mean. That was so cute. Well, listen, I'm really glad you called. You know, you could be my resident expert on, women's bodies if you like. How's that?
Sure.
Would you call in whenever you hear me talking about the subject?
If I'm listening, sure.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Thanks a lot, Karen.
All right. Bye-bye,
all right,
Chris.
And thank your husband.
Okay.
The number here is 201-678-7743. And a lot of calls came and went. Unfortunately, I don't know how to use the hold button on this Symmetrics, which is the piece of equipment that you listener supporters helped pay for. One of the many pieces of equipment in our studio that your funding helps provide. Watch, I'm going to use it now. There. I just used the Symmetrics. Welcome to the air.
Yeah, Chris, I wish I was going to talk to that girl that was just on. She was very resourceful.
Yes, she was good.
I wanted to ask her a question.
Well, we'll have her call back. I don't care. She can call back. I mean,
maybe I can ask her the question through you.
Okay.
How do you make a how do you make a hormone?
I'm not really sure, but maybe Karen would like to call back and answer that. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, Chris.
Yes, hi.
Hi, I wanted to talk about PMS with you.
Okay, great.
I was just listening to Karen. I think I'm really glad that she called in because she was very educated and smart.
And she knew of what she spoke.
She did.
Yes, okay, so you're going to add to this.
Well, I just wanted to say that from my own experience, PMS is not always a negative phenomenon. It's something that I definitely know when it's coming because, yeah, I do get moody and tired and that. But there's also, like, a positive side. I don't know. I seem to get a lot of creative energy at that time. And, like, sometimes I do some of my best work during that time. And another kind of neat thing that happens is that, like the first woman caller said, she said she feels very powerful.
Yes.
And I can relate to that, but it's almost kind of like an erotic sort of power.
Wow.
It's very, like, much awareness of your sexuality as a woman and your power as a woman. So that's a pretty positive feeling.
Do you think both of these things are functions of the drop in hormones that Karen referred to? Or
I'm sure it is. It's got to be. I mean, there's also probably some psychology tied in with that, with the fact that, yes, the monthly cycle is a feminine thing, and, you're more aware of being a woman at the time, but I'm sure it's hormones as well.
Wow.
But I also really agree with what she said about, being treated differently by males. It's not that we hate men more at that time of the month, It's just that...
You would like to gouge their eyes out with a spoon.
No, I can't even say that. I mean, because I get really bitchy with my women friends, too,
Really?
Less, don't stay away when like that. And
can you understand how men are confused? Because it seems that, based on the males that I've spoken to about this, they can do nothing right.
Yeah.
That sometimes it feels to them as if whatever they do is just going to heighten the tension and heighten the things that are going on that, that are upsetting whatever woman it is they're involved with. So,
yeah.
So sometimes it feels to them like the best thing to do would be to sit in the kitchen until it's over,
I don't know. I've had I don't know if I can say this on the air, but I've had, like, really very nice intimate moments with boyfriends, when I have been menstruating. And I think it's definitely dependent upon the woman.
Okay.
But I also wanted to say, you brought up a point earlier about, did this just suddenly appear in the 70s? I don't think so, because I can remember growing up, and my mom being really, moody or whatever. And women always used to say, oh, it's that time of the month, or it's the moon affecting me. So this has been around for a long time, and I think it's really fantastic that the research has been done into it. I do think it's unfortunate that people... are using it kind of as an out in legal cases. I saw this a really sensationalized murder case where the defense was PMS, and there were probably other psychological factors as well that came into play there, but I don't know. I don't really know how I feel about that, and it's kind of unfortunate that it might be used as an easy out by some people. But it's good that there's research being done into it, and I'm sure that more, things will come to light about it. But I'm really glad you're doing this show.
Thank you.
The show a lot.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
The number here is 201-678-7743, and you're listening to Aerial View on WFMU, Uppsala College East Orange. It's 6:30, and at 7 o'clock comes Fabio. Welcome to the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
I just wanted to mention that it's funny, these guys calling up, there seems to be a lot more male aggression coming over the phone. I think it's because a lot of them are realizing how they feel about it. You know, they're.
I think it's because they can never have children. I think it's because they realize that they will never experience the miracle of childbirth.
Or the miracle of the pain once a month. But also, the other thing I wanted to mention is that I've noticed that it's harder to get into something intimate with somebody at that time, but if you can, it tends to relieve the tension, and it really does seem to help it a lot.
Uh-huh.
Having sex, basically, seems to do a good thing for PMS.
Okay.
You know, people are looking for a way out. Maybe if you stop sort of hiding in the kitchen and try, you know, pushing it into the bedroom, it'll turn around the other way.
Okay.
So, good luck.
Hey, that's great advice for you men out there. You know, use that and get back to me. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
201-678-7743. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello, this is Martha from Linden.
Hi, Martha.
I don't know what to do anymore. My wife tries to stab me when she has PMS.
I'm sorry to hear that, Martha.
What should I do?
Martha, my advice to you...
I'm upset. What should I do?
Do you have a Sears card?
I'm upset.
Martha, you're so upset that you're not listening to me.
I'll listen.
Do you have a Sears card?
Yes.
Okay, go buy her some kitchen appliances.
No.
Yes, yes.
She threw the Toyota at me last night.
Martha, I feel for your pain, and I'm there with you. Just remember,
hold your hand, Chris.
I want to hold yours, Martha. Remember, you have a friend here at WFMU. A friend, a true friend. Okay?
I'll call you again.
Okay.
I'll miss you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Martha's hormone levels are just going crazy. Up and down. 201-678-7743 is the phone number here. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi.
Yes, you have to turn your radio down. We could hear it in the background, and it's really annoying.
Just turned it down.
Okay.
Okay, when the woman said it's used as an easy out, you know, I think even to a certain extent it's used. A lot of women take great pride in how bitchy they can be, you know. While they're menstruating.
Really? How do you know this?
Women I work with.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they do?
They act really bitchy and go, "Oh, well, I'm PMS-y today," and it's like a badge of honor, and they're hell on wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Some women where I work do the same thing. They have these coffee cups that say, "Stay away from me. I have PMS," and things like that. They try to make light of it or make it humorous or use it as a blanket excuse to act really crappy towards the people who have to work with them.
Exactly.
But I don't think that they treat the women in their lives any different. I think they're abusive towards those women, too. So I wouldn't feel singled out if I was a male.
Oh, no. I don't mean just, you know, it's a reason to get it men or at me. Just, yeah, in general.
Okay, so what have you done about this in the past? What's your approach to handling it? Do you
tell them to stop?
Okay. Do you act nasty back, or do you avoid them, or what do you do?
I probably tend to act nasty back.
Oh, that's not good. Okay, here's my advice. In a real quiet voice, you know, pull them aside and say, "Look, I have automatic weapons and I know how to use them," and just leave it at that and walk away. Okay. But you have to say it real quietly. You have to take them into your confidence. You have to lower your voice, and you have to speak softly. You don't want other people to hear this, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, hi there.
Hi there.
I'd like to say something about this whole issue.
Sure.
And if we could get more in tune with our race, our men, women, children, and get together and forget about all this baloney.
Okay.
And all this, what this does and what this does not, and just live together and feel each other as one, maybe we wouldn't need all this bullshit that's going on right now. Maybe if we could feel each other a little more and understand each other a little more.
Ma'am?
Without the ischio-shoco economic industrial bullshit, green,
ma'am?
Selfish garbage.
Ma'am? Ma'am? I would really like to keep you on the air, but you keep cursing, so unfortunately I can't. I have to hang up on you. I really wanted to hear the rest of what you had to say. Hello, welcome to the air. Hello, welcome to the air. Hello? There's nobody there. Hello? Hello? Yes, welcome to the air.
Hey, what's the topic?
The topic? What's the topic? You're right. I don't know what the topic is. I've been listening to your show. What's the topic?
Hey, where's Irwin?
Where's Irwin? Why do I know? I don't know. I don't know where Irwin is. Why are you asking me? You know, do you know what we're... You have no idea what we're talking about. You don't even know who's hosting the show.
Whose side are you on, son?
Our side, sir.
Don't you love your country?
Yes, sir.
But how about getting with the program? Why don't you jump on the team and come on in for the big win?
Yes, sir.
Mystery! It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma! It's a mystery! It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma! It's a mystery! It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma! It's a mystery! It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma!
Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, some guy called before. He wanted to know how you make a home run, you don't pay her.
I knew one of you idiots, you stupid, lunking jackasses out there would feel compelled to call and answer that. You know, that's like one of the least funny jokes I've ever heard in my life. But I knew that someone out there, and that man in particular, whose life is so empty that he felt compelled to go to the phone and answer that. I knew that he would do that. Yes, I did. The number here is 201-678-7743. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello, Chris.
Hi.
You were asking how do you deal with it. It can be very difficult depending on the woman, because there's some women that get so irritable that anything you do will irritate them, including trying to be considerate.
Okay.
They'll think you're being patronizing, and there's like no way out, you know.
You sound like you've had first-hand experience at this.
No, it's just something I read.
Okay. All right.
No,
I thought maybe you were afraid that your lady friend was listening and was about to kick you really hard.
No, I have had first-hand experience.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling and sharing that, because I sort of agree. I sort of agree that you can make it worse by appearing to be sympathetic and understanding,
mm-hmm.
because it's not something you can understand, you know?
Yeah, I sense that you may be... the threat of being kicked.
No, not true.
Okay.
It's just that it's something that has manifested itself. There's that word again in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something I'm trying to understand.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah, I mean, I've been through periods where it's really...
You have?
Not periods,
oh.
But periods.
Oh, jeez.
Where it's been really difficult because, I mean, the person I was with, I was in love with, and it seemed like... If this was going to happen, I couldn't live with this.
I
couldn't live with this the rest of my life.
Well, you don't have to live with it till she was about 50.
Till she was about 50?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then she's like that forever. Doesn't that happen sometimes?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. And well, then she goes through menopause, and boy, and brother, if you think...
Yeah, that can last like 5 years, can it?
Yeah, but after that, it's wonderful. It's trips to Disneyland with your golden-haired wife.
Yeah.
Okay?
You gotta go through hell before you get to heaven.
Well, that's life. That's what they say. Riding high in April, shot down in May.
Okay, Chris.
Okay, thanks for calling.
So long.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a girlfriend at PMS and she's driving me crazy.
Okay.
What should I do?
Oh, I think you should, where do you live? What town do you live in? What county do you live in?
Morris County.
I think you should hang up and call the Morris County Board of Health. Okay? Thanks.
Hello! Hello there, this is Chris T. on Aerial View on WFMU of Solid College East Orange, the original phone-in talk show. And we're talking about PMS, and we have another 20 minutes left in this program. While we're stopped here for a moment, awaiting our next fabulous caller, I want to again thank you for calling and pledging and supporting WFMU and being the wonderful people that you have turned out to be. Without you, I wouldn't be here and be able to do this. It's as simple as that. Now, some of you are saying, my God, why did we pledge? Because if we hadn't, maybe he wouldn't be there doing this. But think of all the other great people who are here behind this very same console doing good things. Good things for you to listen to. And if WFMU had a slogan, which it sometimes does on bumper stickers and T-shirts, it would be very simply good things to listen to. Not good things to put in a cereal bowl or good things to drink, but good things to listen to. That's WFMU. Once again, our phone number here is 201-678-7743. And Fabio is up at 7 p.m. with music for you. Welcome to the air.
Hello?
Yes. Ooh, that was a quick one. 201-678-7743.
Yes. It's puzzling. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this before. Yes. It's puzzling. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this before.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Yes. I was just wondering, if you just played your loops the whole time and didn't even talk, like if you just did an hour of that,
yes,
would you get in trouble?
No.
Wow. You got power, man.
Yes. Put there by you, the listener supporter. That's why I love you so much.
It's puzzling.
Isn't it?
So long.
Do you want to hear another one?
Yeah, I love them.
Do you have a request?
I like the Jack Nicholson one.
Okay, coming up for you.
Good, I got the tape running.
All right, this is great because now it's like a request program now. Now it's where people call up and request sound bites instead of records. Okay, here it is. I'll shut up.
You know, kid, you got a hell of a knack for killing a conversation.
I hope you were able to record it.
Oh, yeah, I'm taping them. But, you know, you can call the phone. There's a phone in. Of course, you know about it.
Yes, I do. That's put together by our wonderful, talented Brian Redman, who is a man who stands alone and far above the rest of us.
But the quality's not as good as over the radio, where you can tape it directly.
Yeah, well, you know what you got to do? You got to become good friends with Brian. Maybe bribe him with a piece of audio equipment, and he may even, like, dub some things off on a cassette for you.
Well, I did that for him.
Really?
Gave him a couple Simpsons episodes.
Oh, okay. Well, he should then swap you for those Simpsons episodes, yeah. You know? Okay.
Did you ever loop any of your most favorite callers? You should do that sometime.
You know, I haven't had the time to sit down and go through things. I think that's something that would be a job for Mr. Jim Teamer.
Get Karen's voice. It's one of her. There's a lot to choose from there.
Yeah, there really was.
A good voice, too.
Jim Teamer is working on such a thing. Last time I spoke to him, he said he was trying to make a best of cassette. You
oh,
know,
that's great. Of your show?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, not a, you know, just different sound bites and things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Great. All right.
Thanks. 201-678-7743 is the phone number here on Aerial View. 15 minutes left in this program. We're still talking about PMS. Fact or fiction? That's right. Remember, coming up at 7 p.m., it's Fabio. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi. You were talking about PMS?
Yes.
Did you hear the PMS joke?
I don't want to. Thanks anyway. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello?
Yes, welcome to the air.
How you doing?
Okay.
The topic's still PMS, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I just want to say my girlfriend never gets it.
Really?
Which is nice. I'm very grateful.
Never?
Never. Never.
Never, ever, ever?
No, not that I can remember. I just, you know, I mean, she gets her menstrual cycle, but no PMS, so.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for calling and telling us what a lucky man you are.
I am lucky, I guess.
You're lucky, you're blessed. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Whew. Hello, welcome to the air.
The joke is not dirty, I promise.
Yeah, it's the one about I'll follow you on my menstrual cycle,
no,
right?
No.
I don't want to hear it, though. I really don't. I'm just not in the mood for a joke about menstrual cycles. I'm not. Please, you're upsetting me. Don't call back. I don't want to hear it. 201-678-7743 is the phone number here.
Kicking ahead. Well, ain't that a kicking ahead? 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 Well, ain't that a kick in the head?
Listen!
Hello, welcome to the air.
Do you have the cornfield one?
Yes, I do.
Could you do that one?
Why, sure.
Thanks.
This has turned into an all-request program. I hate it. I really do.
Wish it into the cornfield. Please, son, wish it into the cornfield. Please.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi. Was calling to offer a suggestion for what my girlfriend experiences and how one of the things she doesn't want to have is like alcohol.
So you don't think people should have alcohol? Wouldn't
well, no,
have alcohol?
We just reduce, you know, she intentionally reduces the amount of alcohol she takes in during that time period. Not
so instead of drinking like a six pack every night, she'll only have like three tall boys, right?
Well, or a Schlitz malt, you know.
Okay, like a 40 ouncer.
Yeah, but no, actually, and the other thing is too, is that I agreed with one of your earlier speakers who said that sex is a good
stress reduction.
Well, stress reduction, whatever you want to call it. I just
so don't. You're advising the malt liquor / sex approach.
No, the sans malt liquor.
Oh, no malt liquor. Okay, reduce the malt liquor intake.
Reduce the alcohol intake
and
increase
the sex.
Yeah, you know, because it just the thing is,
and I'll
be in
Ireland
before
you. Better
relations between you anyway.
Okay, how does acupuncture fit into this?
Well, I don't know if it does or not, but I have a packet of needles that I was wanting to try.
I wouldn't advise that you try acupuncture unless you know really what you're doing.
No, actually, I don't know anything about acupuncture. I don't have a thing of needles, but you brought up acupuncture. I didn't.
Acupuncture is one of those things that you should really just stay away from.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't had any personal experience, but I appreciate your advice.
Thanks for calling.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi. You want to talk about PMS?
Yes, I do.
Well, it's a real phenomenon, and I think it affects women differently. I think that some women suffer from it more than others.
Let's talk about you then.
I really don't suffer from it very badly.
You don't?
No, I get some of that the symptoms the other woman were describing. You know, the bloating, the tiredness, the moodiness, and I find myself much more in an erotic state of mind.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
You become
and
aroused?
More powerful and creative, too, yeah.
Wow.
I have a tendency, I notice that when I clean my house like crazy just before it, and I have all this energy to do all these things and get things done and get things organized.
So it's like a Snickers bar for you. It's a burst of energy.
Yeah, it's a burst of energy, yeah.
Wow.
But I don't. It doesn't affect me in terms of I don't become real bitchy or super irritable.
But do you know women who it does affect that way?
Oh, yeah. Okay. But, you know, it's interesting enough. I think there are men that have a form of PMS. I call it the piss and moan syndrome. They seem to get irritable, too.
Yeah.
But it's not because of a physiological thing. Like, there is the hormones.
It's probably like a mental thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But hormones do play a role, and I think that some women, it just affects them more than others.
Right.
And I think heredity has a role. If your mother had the problem, then you're going to have the problem. Same like with menstrual cycles in itself.
Sounds like male pattern baldness.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So
if your grandfather had PMS, then you probably will too.
That's right.
Okay. You've cleared everything up for me. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Hello. Welcome to the air.
Hi. Is this Chris?
Yes, it is.
Hi. Are you still talking about PMS?
Yes, we are.
Hi, my
Can you
name is...
believe it?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad.
Like we never learned.
I was listening to you driving up the turnpike, and I said, if I get into the house, I'm going to call.
Okay.
My name is Jean.
Hi, Jean.
And I thought that in listening to the program that one of the things that everybody needs to concern themselves with is that when women are going through PMS, the greatest thing in the world, I think, is a partner who's understanding.
And I thought you were going to say ice cream for some reason.
Oh, ice cream's great, too.
Okay.
That helps. And in order to be understanding, we have to educate ourselves. Because if we have no idea what somebody's going through, we can't have any understanding. And I think if guys are willing to, like, pick up a book or a tape, there's lots of tapes out on PMS, it would be really helpful to a partner.
And really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Absolutely.
So something you would listen to while driving to work, listen to in the car.
That's true, instead of Howard or, you know, those folks.
Okay.
Okay.
And does it help to say yes, dear, a lot?
Or do you think nobody, nobody likes to be placated, right?
Okay. All right.
I think that's a big help. In addition to the things that first gal was saying, the evening primrose oil, the vitamins.
Evening primrose oil, that's a new one on me.
Yeah, that's not new, though. It's been around a really long time.
I'm sure it has, as long as evening's been around.
Absolutely.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, bye.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, Chris, it's Elder Scapegoat Ken.
Hi, Ken.
How you doing?
Okay.
So I've got a great home remedy for PMS.
Oh, okay.
And listeners might want to follow along with this at home. First of all, I should tell you that I know somebody who's the winner of the PMS Achievement Award.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are they? Do you want to name the person?
Well, I live with her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I don't want to name her.
Okay.
But in order to take advantage of this special home remedy, listeners will need some Elmer's glue.
Right.
Cray paper. A box of tampons. Scissors and tape.
Okay.
So they should get that already.
I wish I could be doing this along with you.
Okay, so Elmer's glue, tampons, crepe paper, scissors, and tape.
Okay.
Okay, and then they need to take all of those things and make them into a huge PMS voodoo doll.
All right.
Okay. And then you do this, you know, not while the PMS is going on. In fact, you have to do this in secret. You don't let anybody else...
Who does this, though? The male or the female?
Yeah, the man. The man has to make it.
Okay.
The man makes this in secret, doesn't let his partner know what's going on at all. Then, as close to the end of the PMS cycle as possible, without actually being within the PMS cycle, and this is the very tricky part.
Okay.
Is trying to determine, you know, just about as close to the end as possible, but it has to definitely be over. If it's not over, you've blown it, and you can't go back again.
Okay, right. So this is just before the woman begins to
menstruate. No, just after.
Oh, okay.
Just after it's over.
Just after the what is over, the PMS or the cycle?
Just after the PMS is over.
Okay, all right.
Which I think is when they tend to be the most apologetic about their previous behavior.
Okay.
Then you say, from now on, when you feel the PMS cycle coming on, would you just place this voodoo doll in a prominent spot on the windowsill, and you bring out the voodoo doll.
Okay.
And then, you know, if your partner cooperates, she will bring out the voodoo doll, which you have so handily constructed, as a warning. She doesn't even have to say a word. She just has to take the voodoo doll out from under the sink, put it on the windowsill.
Right.
And that's a signal that the PMS cycle is on.
How does this help? What does this do?
She doesn't have to say a word. She just brings the voodoo doll out, and then you, as the male, have to go flat, completely neutral. You just have to drop to an emotional state of null.
How does one achieve that state, though? Does it take years of learning, or sitting at the feet of a master, or do you have to go to the new school or something? What do you do? I mean,
It's just something that comes with time. You're right. You know, you can't be considerate. You can't try to be sympathetic. You just have to go flat.
Okay, and you can't get hurt by every little thing they say.
You just let it roll off of you.
Yeah. Okay. So you have to basically...
The voodoo doll is just a signal.
For you to attain the middle path.
Right.
I see.
And that way, with the voodoo doll, she doesn't even have to say a word.
What if you come home and the voodoo doll is torn to pieces and is in the middle of the room? Is that a really bad sign?
That probably just means the dog got it.
Oh, okay. That just means the dog got it.
Right.
Has this worked for you?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Very well.
Good. So this is a recipe for you guys out there for dealing with PMS from Elder Scapegoat Ken. We have to have a box of tampons, Elmer's glue, string, scissors, tape, and what else?
Whatever else you can fit in.
Oh, okay. And
magic
so
markers.
Assemble a doll that can be put on the windowsill or, I guess, put in the window. Like if you had a roommate, you'd put a candle in a window or something.
Yeah, just anywhere prominent. Just someplace so that, like, you know, if the man comes home... you know, because like what happens is, you know, the woman might come home from work first and
okay. She
realizes she's having PMS and, you know, this way she just puts it out on the windowsill right away. That way when the man comes home, he sees it, he doesn't even say hello, he just goes about his business, he just goes flat.
Flat as a pancake.
Yep.
Okay. Well, gee, we've gotten some really good advice tonight. On this whole topic.
This is a good one. This one, I got this advice, I should tell you, I did get this advice from a professional.
Really?
And I'm passing it on to the listeners for free.
A professional in what field?
I all I can tell you is I paid for that advice.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
And now I'm passing it on for free.
All right, great. Thanks for calling.
Cray paper, very important.
Oh, the cray paper we forgot. That's right. Okay.
Okay, right. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Remember, Ken didn't say anything about setting the voodoo doll on fire. So, you know, we don't want to think that we were... causing any unsafe conditions involving, you know, burnt offerings. The voodoo doll is probably something that, if it's well made, you could pass on from generation to generation. Wouldn't it make a lovely gift to, let's say, your 5-year-old daughter? Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, I really like the voodoo doll idea.
Yes.
It's pretty good. But I also wanted to say that it's important to keep communication open so that I would really like it if my boyfriend would say to me, you're acting very bitchy, and, you know, he's got to be able to say that to me. And
yeah.
I would respect that more than just
if your boyfriend, let me give you a let me give you a hypothetical situation.
Uh-huh.
If your boyfriend said to you, honey, you know, you're acting crazy this month, and you acted crazy last month at this time, and the month before that, and do you think that these things have anything to do with each other? Do you think that maybe you have, you know, PMS, or you're affected by, you know, a change in hormone level? Would you be offended by that suggestion?
No, I wouldn't.
Really?
I really wouldn't, because it would mean that he was paying attention, that he cared enough to, like, try to piece that together. That, to me, is a sign that he cares, you know what I mean? Rather than, oh, you must be dropping eggs again, which I've heard from friends, male friends, which, said in the wrong tone of voice,
you
can
must be
infuriating.
What? That's really insulting.